It certainly looks like it's going to be Vice President Kamala Harris who moves to the top of the ticket for the Democrats this year. Not officially a done deal yet, but it will be as soon as the delegates meet for that vote in the coming weeks. But who's going to fill out the rest of the Democratic ticket is still an open question and one that we're going to take a look at today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. So my guest today is Chris Edwards. He is the chair of fiscal policy studies at the Cato Institute, and he's also responsible for compiling their governor report cards that come out every 2 years, the latest edition of that due out later this year. And he's going to join us now to run down some of the governors whose names are being bandied about here as possible VP picks for Kamala Harris. Chris, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Chris, let's start out with two governors from swing states on the East Coast, both of whom I find to be kind of interesting choices here, and I think maybe the leading choices, actually, for Harris. Let's start up in Pennsylvania, where you've got Governor Josh Shapiro. He hasn't been in your scorecard yet because he's at the beginning of his first term, just 2 years into his first term, but give me a sense of where you think he'll end up when this when the next version of the Cato governor report cards come out later this year.
So he's only been in office a year and a half. He does seem like more of a moderate in the Democratic Party, and I can point to the fact that he has been for some tax hikes. For example, he supports cap and trade plans to nail electric utility customers hundreds of millions of dollars with tax increases. However, he is for some tax cuts. I mean, he is for a corporate tax cut that's going on in Pennsylvania. He's against the new severance tax on the energy industry, which his predecessor was for. He's proposed some modest tax cuts, like exempting cell phones from sales taxes. So he's kind of one of those in-between governors. It's a blend of tax hikes and tax cuts, and his spending's been moderate.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy for sure. Down in North Carolina, kind of a similar situation. North Carolina, a pretty red state. You don't see a lot of statewide Democrats elected there, but Roy Cooper has bucked that trend. He's actually in his second term there, and he's scored pretty well in the Cato scorecards, a C in 2020 and a B in 2022. What should we know about Governor Roy Cooper?
I actually think he's very parallel to Andy Beshear, the Democratic governor of Kentucky. Both are Democratic governors. They're somewhat moderate in states that have Republican legislatures. And they've both been kind of half willing to go along with fiscally conservative measures of the Republican legislators. So both Cooper in North Carolina and Beshear in Kentucky, sometimes they go along with tax cuts passed by the Republican legislature, other times not. And their spending's been moderate for both of those governors. So they are kind of true moderates, I think.
Yeah, I think there's something really interesting about that when you have a Democratic governor in a red state or with a Republican legislature. Pennsylvania is sort of a similar dynamic, even though the legislature there is more kind of 50-50 split. But you end up with, I think, some interesting political characters and guys who are able to kind of play that moderate path successfully. They come out of that, as opposed to the people who come out of California that are just winning elections really without any sort of competition. Let me get your thoughts on one more name here that's been tossed around. Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. When I think of her, I think of some of the COVID lockdown policies that she supported. But as far as taxes and spending go, it looks like she hasn't been much better there either.
No, I would put her on the same page as J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, who's also been talked about. Both of them are screaming big government liberals. In my view, we're trying to ruin their states. Both Illinois and Michigan have a big outflow of people every year moving south. And the Democratic governors of those states haven't been smart enough to figure out, hey, we need to have a lean, efficient government with low taxes if we want to retain our residents. You know, governors in New York and California haven't been able to figure this out either. Both of them are losing hundreds of thousands of households every year moving to lower tax places. And so the governor of Michigan and Illinois, they seem to be sort of clueless. I'll tell you who I think it would be the best moderate choice, maybe for a Democratic ticket, would be Manchin. I scored Joe Manchin, who used to be the governor of West Virginia, a number of times on the governor's report card, and he got an A. He was a great governor. He limited spending and he cut taxes, and he didn't seem to be corrupt. He didn't seem to give sort of special deals to his buddies. He was a good governor, tried to do a good, fair, and decent job. He'd be the guy that I would put on a ticket if Kamala wants to balance her ticket with a moderate.
Yeah, not a governor currently, but certainly an interesting political figure, even a polarizing one maybe within the Democratic circles. We're talking with Chris Edwards. He's the chair of fiscal policy studies at the Cato Institute. He's also responsible for their governor's report cards, governor's scorecards that come out every 2 years. The latest edition of that is due out in just the near future here, Chris. Not a lot of time left, but quickly, and maybe Manchin is already the answer. Maybe you already addressed this, but quickly, if you can, maybe not the person that Kamala is going to pick, but who would you like to most see be on that VP ticket? Who should a Libertarian be most excited about if they end up on the Democratic ticket?
Well, I would choose Manchin, but I'll give you two other moderate Democratic governors who would be interesting. Jared Polis of Colorado. He does try to give those Libertarian vibes off. He says he's for getting rid of the income tax in Colorado, for example. However, in practice, Polis is kind of a middle of the road. He's for some tax hikes, for some tax cuts. He's not really consistent, even though he talks a good Libertarian game. The governor of Hawaii, lesser known, Josh Green, he's new in power. He actually just signed into law one of the biggest tax cuts in the nation this past summer, which was pretty impressive. He's not a politician. He's a doctor by training. So watch him in the future if you want a possible moderate Democratic running for higher office.
Lots of names here to be bandied about, and lots more information about this as well. You can head over to cato.org and check out Chris's latest piece there, simply titled VP Picks for Kamala Harris. And Chris, thanks for taking some time with us here.
Thank you.
And again, that's Chris Edwards. He's the chair of fiscal policy studies at the Cato Institute. Check out his work, of course, at cato.org. Check out our coverage of all the chaos going on in Washington and around the presidential races right now at reason.com. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Baim. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.